So more than 14% of Americans living in poverty as of 2009, an increase of more than 1% from the year before. We're going to hear now from someone for whom those numbers probably come as no surprise. And David, this is somebody you suggested. You had met her on a reporting trip a year and a half ago, Martha Childress, who runs a day center for the homeless in Bradenton, Florida.
Yeah, that's right. I remember her well, Melissa. She runs a program called Open Door in Bradenton. And when I met Martha Childress way back in early 2009, she told me that already she was getting four times the number of visits to her homeless center compared to just a year before that.
And that has gone up. She told me today that the number of visits has doubled since you met her. Last month, she had more than 150 new people show up at her center, and we're talking first-time visitors. She says there are people looking for help with all kinds of things.
Showers, clothing. If you're homeless, you don't have anywhere to get your mail. We help with legal IDs. Legal IDs have gone from $10 each to $25 each. You have to have those to work. I have Jobs Etc. that comes there. Goodwill Jobs comes in. We've got a bank of computers. We help people get ready for work.
Ms. Childress, who is coming in? If it's double the number that you told David about a year and a half ago, who are the folks coming in the door?
Well, I have what I like to call career homeless, and then lately, I've been having what I call neo-homeless, people who have worked all their lives, gone to school, done everything they've ever been told to make their lives successful and good, to find themselves in foreclosure or out in the street. I see a whole lot of those people right now. And I know there's a lot more of them out there that I never do see, because our society has taught them that usually it's just bums and alcoholics that are homeless. And so people that desperately need me to help them won't come, because they're ashamed.
Are you seeing children, too?
Yes, ma'am. I used to see two or three children a month. Now we see between 35 and 50 homeless children each month as new, that belong to new intakes, never before at the center.
Are you also finding that the folks who are coming in now have different needs, maybe, than the population before?
Oh, my goodness. We have such a shortage of places. They call me all the time, and I've got two children, and I don't have any place to live, and the Salvation Army is full. Do you know where I can find shelter? Emergency shelter is a problem. I can feed them. I can give them a bath. I can get them a haircut. There's so many things that I can do for them. I have people call me now. My lights have been shut off, and all my food is going to spoil. And I've got to get my children to school. Can you help me? And if I don't have any money in that emergency fund to help that woman go pay her light bill, she's in a real bind.
As you've seen the numbers of people coming to look for you for help, as you've seen them rise, have you also seen your own funding get cut back in the recession?
Look here, I try my very best not to even think about that. I have a really grand board of directors that handle that stuff for me. But still and yet, I get told there's not any money for that, Martha. I hear that a lot. And it's not so much that maybe the money's been cut back. It's just that there is so many people that need to be helped.
I wonder, as you look forward, Ms. Childress, do you see any hopeful signs? Are you seeing fewer foreclosure signs on houses and anything that gives you some hope that the numbers might start going the other way, fewer people coming for help?
Well, pretty much I have my nose stuck right exactly to what I am so busy with trying to do what it is that I'm supposed to be doing. Every now and then I'll have somebody come in the door and go, I got a job.
Well, that must be a great feeling.
Yes, well, I'm stuck in the middle of the fray. And I told my board of directors, I said, when you're up to your rear end in alligators, it's hard to remember that your prime objective was to drain the swamp. And that's about where I'm at. I'm really caught up with the doing and the doing and the doing and the doing, and there's a lot of it to do.
Well, Ms. Childress, we really appreciate you talking to us today. Thanks very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Martha Childress runs Open Door in Bradenton, Florida, a day center offering help to the homeless.